my transition from playing basketball
wasn't no joke.
I mean,
going into the real world after you've been prepped and coaches had your back since the days you can remember, the schooling situation, going into the real world without a backing system, that's without the institution, without the school, that's just you out there by yourself doing what you're supposed to do, and the tools and everything that you learned from before supposed to come and guide you to be able to achieve. It's not like that for every athlete. You know, student athletes, my particular boat, it didn't work that way for me. I was completely shocked of the real world. I couldn't believe how in the closet I was to the real world. I thought I knew what the real world was. I mean, obviously I was living the real world every day just like everybody else. But I was surrounded by institutions, coaches, teachers, professors, students. And just a foundation of an institution surrounding me, worried about me, what I do, you know. You got rules, so it's structure. And I still didn't make it to the valleys that I wanted to go. And I still had a lot of bumps and bruises, and it's been a lot of tough roads for me. It's been a lot of pitfalls. So I can't imagine another kid that's from the same situation I'm from. Let's just say the hood. And he didn't have the extra back and the extra pat on the back, the extra motivation from the coaches, the institution, people trying to make sure his grades is right to continue on to play ball or whatever the situation is. I can't imagine that kid that made it, that didn't get no motivation, that kept going. Something inside of him told him he was going to be successful. He just kept going. That kid right there was destined for greatness. He didn't need the extra push on the back. He didn't need all the coaches walking them to the financial aid, you know, office, walking them to class, tutors, tutoring, coaches making sure they go to class, have all of that. I went to junior college, so obviously I needed help academically, and I got that in junior college. I achieved in junior college. I bust my ass. I had a high grade point average, way different than I had in high school and way different than I had at Pittsburgh University. I was encouraged. I was motivated by Coach Jim Morris and Coach Bob Kirk. And Ben Howland was an unmotivational coach. He didn't care. He was worried about being in the Big East his first year at the school. He could care less about the guys he had playing on his team. He was worrying about the future, and he couldn't even see us right in his face. But at the end of the day, it's your responsibility to be successful. It's your responsibility to achieve greatness. It's your responsibility to never give up, no matter what circumstances you're in. So that's what I would say. And then I will give you different stories and points to back up why I say that. So every journey's different, but in my journey, it was tough. I mean, there's so many more stories, so many things that I'm going to share with you through my podcast, but we only could do a step at a time. Keep motivating the youth, keep working hard, and if you're not there yet, keep going. You will get there. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do nothing. Achieve greatness. never, ever, ever feel that you're not a blessing on this earth. And it's not a reason for you to be here. Go hard. God laid every situation you ever went through in front of you. Sometimes we get the signs, sometimes we don't, but we just got to keep going. Can't catch everything. Some things will be dropped, but you got to keep going. Don't focus so much on the drop. Focus on you was trying to catch the ball. It still dropped, but just the point of effort is the point of everything. Never let nobody in the hood. Never let a professional. Never let somebody of higher authority tell you you're not worth nothing or you're not going to achieve something. Because I broke the backs of every person that ever said that I wasn't going to be nothing. Starting back in junior high. On to the stages of high school. And some of the professors in my junior college wouldn't think that I was going to be able to achieve some of the things that I achieved. I'm still achieving. Nothing's perfect. So with that being said, just keep going. This D-World Life Podcast. And we just all love today. I'm all love today. And I just wanted to give a shout out to all my viewers that's understanding what I'm doing every day with these podcasts. I'm breaking down my life and I'm trying to get some points across from some of the things I went through, so maybe you wouldn't do it. Today I was just breaking down a little bit of school stuff, you know, mentality of just a person of how they go about their day. And maybe this will reach somebody and touch their heart. So thank you for listening to my podcast. It's just another one that we just laid down. And keep it moving. Never stopping. It's D-World Life. Friend or foe. We're going to keep it real. One love.